Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:16. One of them totally stupid, silly songs, but you find yourself singing along.
La, 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 la.
Right?
La, la, la,
yes,
la, la, la.
1,000%. I was kind of like bopping around, sitting at my kitchen table here.
And I love songs like that, especially in the summertime. You get the car windows rolled down or whatever, and you're like, la, 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 la. And you're stuck at a traffic light, and the dude next to you's like, you okay? It's all right. Hey, I'm in a dilemma here. Like, now you got me thinking, lasagna or chicken?
Tommy likey. Tommy want wingy.
No, Tommy don't want wingies. That's the problem. What you said, what, buffalo wing lasagna? Oh, my goodness.
I feel like there is an opportunity to combine the two here because you could use still ricotta cheese, but you could add in some blue cheese.
Ooh.
For that tanginess, maybe some scallions.
Tommy like
the
cheese.
Sauce could be like a ranch seasoning bechamel,
yeah,
if you will. And then put the chicken with the Frank's Red Hot or whatever kind of wing sauce you like.
Yeah.
Bake it up in the oven.
So not your traditional lasagna, but that's okay because National Lasagna Day could be any kind of lasagna you want.
I still want to know why National Lasagna Day occurs in the middle of the summer.
Yeah, that's a good point. What does it do to your kitchen, Laura? Tell us.
It makes it hot. Like, I mean, you're cooking something at like 400 degrees for an hour.
Yeah.
Why would you want to do that in August?
Great point. And I don't know. I think I want to do it now. I got a hankering for lasagna since 5 o'clock this morning when I first read this. And I'm thinking, you know, I don't know if everyone knows, but Laura knows, I'm not a wing guy. I think it's too much work.
No.
It's too much work.
Tom doesn't like to, you don't like to have to work for your food.
No. You know,
wings, like, no. Hard shells, no.
Oh my goodness. Like, you're right. Yeah. Yeah.
No, because you have to pick and it takes forever and your hands get messy. You just want to eat.
Does somebody bring me a plate full of crab meat? I don't want to go digging for it myself.
Exactly.
Okay. I don't even like going to a salad bar. David Letterman once said, who invented the salad bar? When I order a car, I don't go to Detroit and build it myself. Somebody bring me a salad. I feel the same way. I mean,
that's
you got to use the hammer and the pliers to get the good crab meat out. I'm like, no. My daughter lives in Baltimore now. She sends me pictures. Dad, we had a crab feast. It was great. How come we never did this as a kid? Oops. Because
Dad hated it.
Dad hated it. So we got robbed. So I'm thinking no to chicken wings. They're too much work. And then you got a plate full of bones and your fingers are all greasy. I'm all for putting the chicken wings, boneless, mind you, inside the lasagna. So, I wish we had a cooking show, you and I. We could have so much fun.
We really could.
We could be the new.
I feel like we just invented like a brand new lasagna live on air right now.
Exactly.
A buffalo chicken lasagna.
We could be like the new Regis and Kathy Lee and or Kelly. We could be that. We could do this.
Mm-hmm. We could.
All right. Next.
Add in a little bit of Murphy the Morning Show Dog and you've got yourself a good time.
94KX. Running a little late here, Laura. Well, let's just talk all day. No. Our news was way too long at the top, and that's why we're in the situation we're in. We've got news coming up again, though, and we'll get to that Seth Meyers late night soundbite where he's talking about our very own Phillies.
Oh boy!
We'll get to that in just a few minutes. But more baseball postponed yesterday, and now. Football players, football season didn't even start. Camps open this week. Now football players are like, you know what? Maybe I don't want to do this.
I know. So many are coming out and saying, you know what? I'm going to skip my contract for this season.
Yeah.
What?
And is it good? Is it bad? Meanwhile, here at home, no Bloomsburg Fair. They decided, nah. I don't know. There's a lot going on. So we've spared no expense to bring you this new, what we call in radio, sounder. So when you hear this sounder.
Canceled.
There you go. When you hear that, you know that something has been.
Canceled.
Yeah. So we'll be airing that through.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I feel like We'll be utilizing that often.
As long as it's not this show.
Canceled.
Yeah, we want to stay.
Yes, no. No, thank you.
Yeah. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, 7 o'clock news block. On the way, we are doing Radio 2020, as we call it. It's a new day. It's a new age. The new normal is the new weird, as the progressive insurance commercials say. I'm here in Sunbury. Laura's been broadcasting from home for months now. And today we have what could be a little dilemma, correct?
Well, you know, I did all those quarantine projects myself.
Right. You did a lot.
I did. So essentially, I did everything that I didn't need professional assistance for.
Okay.
And then I scheduled some things mm-hmm. that I thought were going to occur in the fall for the professionals to come on in and start to take over and do.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Windows being one of them.
Oh, boy.
Today at 7:45 a.m., I am getting new basement windows. Thank you, Knoble Lumber.
Okay, so that's fine. I mean, this kind of stuff happens when people work at home. However, with the Laura Petting Zoo, how is this going to go over on the radio?
The pups are going to go nuts. They are. I just wanted to talk about it publicly to prepare our listeners for the hypothetical animal Armageddon that may or may not occur right around 7:45 a.m.
Okay, because at any given moment over the past few months on this radio show, you could hear dogs barking and Laura calmly says, "Oh, look, there's deer in my backyard." Or whatever happened to the chipmunk, the lovers, the little chipmunks there.
They're still around. Okay. They've found some peace. It's hot, though, so they're not as active as they were earlier in the summer.
We've had some great moments on this show.
We have. From two different the locations. Herd of deer that, like, galloped through my yard yesterday was pretty interesting.
Yeah. So we don't know what's going to happen today, but a crew is going to show up and start installing windows in Laura's house while she broadcasts on the morning show. So
here's the thing, though. I'm thankful that a commercial break is coming up and also the news
right.
and AccuWeather and sports and all that.
Okay.
Because I have to somehow get the cats out of the basement.
Oh, that's right. They have their little cat apartment down there.
They do. They have their kitty cat area now, which they love.
Okay.
That's where they get their food. But I need to move stuff so that the guys can come in and out and leave the doors open mm-hmm. down there. So one cat actually just emerged. Pete. Okay. Penelope.
Okay. Penelope is...
So there's one.
...is in the kitchen. Now we have to get the rest upstairs before the window guys show up.
All right. I do have a clouder of cats. So, you know, there's a lot of them.
Is that an official term? A clouder of cats? Okay.
Yes. Anything over three.
Okay, good. Ladies and gentlemen, please stay with us because this could be forgetting about the bills in the first of the month. My boy Pitbull with Neo, 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Funny, while that song was playing, I'm reading this article, Laura, that says Alaska is the biggest state in the United States in credit card trouble right now. During the pandemic, the median credit card debt per credit card, $3,800.
Oof. Whoa.
Wow, I hope they... the headline grabbed my attention. It said, Alaska needs to put their credit cards in the freezer. Ha-ha, pun. So I was like, I wonder what that means. So I started reading it, and then I kind of got sad. You know, these are tough times.
I want to know where they're shopping, though. Probably online.
Yeah, credit card debt is skyrocketing in most states, but Alaska seems to be the worst. Hopefully your credit cards are okay. Here's something else I read earlier this morning. Your smartwatch could actually predict if you're getting the coronavirus. This kind of blew me away.
Really?
Now, I know it's probably, some people are going to say it's just a sales pitch, so we could all go out and buy those watches. Well, a lot of us already have those watches, so why not, like, pay attention to that?
In about 80% of the cases, we can see heart rate go up when someone gets ill. And what's powerful is that in at least 70% of the cases, it goes up before at the time they're symptomatic. We can see this heart rate go up before they realize they're ill. And in some cases, very, very clear, like the very first case we got, the individual was actually elevated 9.5 days before they were symptomatic.
Wow, they're tracking 5,000 people wearing these watches right now.
And so interesting.
Wow. So, You have one of those watches. I mean, and you're very diligent on it. If you saw that your heart rate was up like consistently for a day
Hold
or
on.
Two. Yeah.
So my resting heart rate is right about 58 to 59 when I'm sleeping. But like right now I'm at 62
okay.
beats per minute.
Okay. Now that's pretty steady with you, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So
if it suddenly, if you're looking at
cardio fitness is good.
Yeah. Okay. She's looking at her watch. If you suddenly go to 68 to 70 and you're doing the same thing that you're usually 58, 59, that might make you want to call the doc, right?
Actually, yeah, this is so interesting. So I clicked into the app and mm-hmm. I can look at my heart rate going all the way back to 2 months ago.
Wow.
And consistently, my heart rate is regularly in the low 60s.
Okay.
And then when I'm active, obviously, you can see when I exercise and stuff.
Right.
But yeah, if it suddenly spiked and was like in the 80s, mm-hmm. I would probably be ill if that was at rest.
Now, does your phone give you your temperature or no? Not phone, your watch.
No, it does not.
It does not. So you're just going to watch the heart rate. This, you know, researchers could be onto something here. I think it's interesting.
So interesting.
Someday you'll be wearing something on your wrist or perhaps carrying a phone in your pocket that will save your life. Wow. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 7:48. If you're working at home, let us know if anything strange has ever happened while you were working. We'd like to know because as we speak, Laura's got contractors at her house and she's on the radio, so that it's working out okay. So far.
Indeed.
It got quiet.
Mark is here. Blair will be on his way, dropping off some table saws and stuff. Lots of the crew from down at Kenoble Lumber is headed to my house today. Very
Tom,
exciting stuff.
Tom, Laura, Mark, and Blair in the morning. How's that?
That sounds like a plan.
Okay. It's pretty cool what we got going on here. So we'll keep you updated. And if Laura has to bail, she will. But she will not be
canceled.
No, she will not be canceled.
No.
She will be with us. But you know, Laura, a lot of things have been
canceled.
Right. I love that announcer guy. Including the NCAA hockey season. It didn't happen.
Canceled.
All right. Stop. And two hockey players from the University of Massachusetts decided not to be bummed out, but to put rollerblades on and raise money. So they rollerbladed 900 miles.
Oh, wow.
From Massachusetts to Michigan to raise money for the Cancer Society.
I think this moment was so emotional. You couldn't help but let tears run down your face and just lay down and let your legs rest for a change.
I think we learned a lot about each other's determination and our mindsets are about the same. I know that this guy right here will never quit.
Whether people donate it or not, it's just amazing that people are aware that cancer is a real thing.
This experience humbled both of us and made us just that much more grateful for the people around us and that much more loving. And you never know when someone you love could be gone the next day.
900 miles of rollerblading instead of skating on the ice to raise money for the Cancer Society. What a cool story.
Very cool story. Who doesn't love hockey?
Yeah, that's true. And these guys turned their hockey skills into something big. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. We got curtains up. It's coming where Laura will sing that entire Lizzo song on video and be disqualified because she works here. 94KX, curtains up. Details next hour.
Hold up. What if I want to participate as a contestant?
Well, you can't because you work with us. You can't. You just can't. I mean, you would nail that Lizzo song. Remember how you used to drive news guy Matt nuts with that?
I did. I know everywhere.
Especially that part where you go, Minnesota Vikings. He gets so upset. He'd be like, how come it's not the Philadelphia Eagles?
He would just roll his eyes at me.
Like, I hate this song.
Curtains Up is coming to 94KX. It's a talent show in cyberspace since we can't all get together. And it's powered up by Oberdorf Carpet One, Susquehanna Valley Limousine, and more. Details coming up. Also coming up next hour, do you have a human name or do you have a dog name? Think about that. Laura's going to weigh in on this because she's the best at it. I mean, who else would name their dog MacGyver? Okay, this is like a cool subject. So we'll talk about that. Everything seems to be quiet at Laura's house, where contractors are replacing windows at the petting zoo.
Yes, it is step one of 12 to replace the windows in my house. Will be a journey that will take several years. Windows are expensive. Can we just talk about that?
All of a sudden, it's like an episode of Star Trek. It's a journey that'll take years. Yes, windows are expensive. You're right. Like, and we take advantage of them. I mean, you just look out the window. You never really think, like, maybe I'll have to replace those windows someday. And when you do...
Well, let me tell you, when the contractors first looked, and the reason why we're starting with the basement windows is because they have not been replaced since the house was built in 1951.
Ooh, okay then. It's time.
Tis time. They're going to have to, like, grind the glass out of the concrete and do stuff. I mean, it's a process.
All right, well, good luck to those guys, and we'll get updates. Perhaps not only this show, but shows to come. Tom and Laura in the morning. Would you buy one, Laura? It hits the store shelves today. Budweiser Zero. 50 calories with no alcohol. What is the use for this?
Is it like a mocktail?
I guess they say, Budweiser, the folks at Bud, say that it's for people that like the taste of beer, but also like low calories and don't want the alcohol. So is there
That's cool.
All right. Well, I thought I'd ask the expert. My brother back home is a huge Budweiser fan.
What did he say?
So I asked him, I said, Brian, Budweiser Zero, what do you think?
No, God! No, God, please, no! No! No!
Yeah. Sounds a little bit really like excited, Michael Tom. From The Office, doesn't he?
I got excited, though. When you said Budweiser Zero, I was like, oh, my God, beer with no calories? Sign me up.
Yeah, 50 calories. But
God!
All right, Brian.
No,
or Michael
God,
from The
please,
Office. Okay,
no!
Stop.
No! No!
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. You might think your name is crazy. You might think it's a dog's name. You might name your dog a human name. But what exactly are your perimeters? Think about it. Laura, you got two dogs, and one's got a cool name, Murphy, because he just looks like a Murphy.
He is a Murph.
There
I call
you go.
Him the Murfalo.
The Murfalo.
He's like a Murphy Buffalo.
The Murfalo. I like that.
The Murfalo.
and I miss that guy because he's Murphy the Morning Show dog, but he hasn't been in the studio. So, yeah, we love the Murph. But then the story of MacGyver is a cool story, too, because the dog was pretty creative, right?
Yes. MacGyver also knows how to creatively always get in trouble.
So there's...
He MacGyvers his way into situations that then cost... You know, thousands of dollars to get him out of.
Should we go into great detail on this or just say,
no,
stop eating things you're not supposed to eat?
Yeah, there it is.
There it is. How do you name your dog? Well, a study from BuzzFeed came up with the names that work better for dogs. So if this is your name, sorry. But here are the names: Buddy, Milo, Ginger, Bo, Bruno, Tucker, Coco, Marley, Trixie, and Roscoe. Those are dogs' names. I think my Uncle Roscoe is going to be a little upset. Anyway, here are names that work better for people. Charlie, Sammy, Maddie, Millie, Maggie, Tanner, and Lucy. Sammy at night here on 94KX is happy right now.
I was going to say, Sammy. Okay.
Those are better human names. Okay. Now, names that work for a dog or a human. Bailey, Max, Ollie, Sadie, and Gigi.
I like Gigi.
I had a dog, Ollie. He was a great dog.
You did.
I used to say, good dog, cheap. Ollie. Now, there are names that are debatable. Are you ready for this list? Here we
Probably
go.
Not.
Debatable dog human names. Chloe, Jack, Molly, Toby, Riley, Abby, Maya, Jenny, Ralph, Frankie, Alvin, Betsy, Hazel, Reggie, Barney, Archie, Holly, and last but not least, Karen.
I just want to name a dog or a cat. Actually, I want to name a cat Karen.
Because of the attitude?
Yes. Exactly.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with Late Night TV.
Health officials in England announced that a cat has tested positive for the coronavirus. Its owners became worried after it slept for 21 hours straight. That's an hour more than usual.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, whether you're working at home or on the way to work or sitting in the office now. Thanks for being part of the show. The Emmy Awards are out, and I have no idea what's going on, Laura. Look at me. I'm a hot mess. I'm a hot mess.
We have talked about this before, that you just don't watch a ton of streaming television.
No, I don't. You just don't. I hardly watch any TV to begin with, but man, Netflix, boom, they own it. They own the Emmy nominations.
Yes, except the show with the most for their sixth and final season was one of my all-time favorite shows, Schitt's Creek.
I just like the name of it.
I know, right?
And for those of us who don't know the show, it's about a family whose last name is, yeah.
Well so they go to the place, Schitt's Creek.
Right. Oh, that's it. And the destination, not their name. And they're like, yeah. It sounds like a great show, but I have no clue.
I feel like you would really like it. It has that quirky comedy, very reminiscent of The Office, seriously.
Okay.
And some modern family elements. But in its own right, Schitt's Creek, the more you watch it, the better it becomes. It's kind of like Friends. It's kind of like Seinfeld. Like, the episodes don't get old. I love it so much.
Okay, so a new record for Netflix was set over HBO. But I'm looking at this list, and you got to help me out. I don't even know half of these shows.
Oh, okay. I mean, they basically all went to Netflix. Now, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel is on Amazon Prime, and that show is fantastic.
Okay.
The Mandalorian, that's on Disney Plus.
Okay. I see Ozark. No idea. I see Watchmen. The Crown.
Yeah, those are HBO shows.
Oh, here's one Tom could relate to. Saturday Night Live.
There you go. Hey, did you see that Brad Pitt was nominated for his portrayal of Dr. Fauci on SNL?
No kidding, really? That was funny.
It's fantastic.
So what about this Tiger King thing that I refuse to watch? How about that?
Yeah, so they put that in the documentary category.
Okay. I mean, really? Yeah.
To me, that's more like reality TV, like a reality docu-series. I don't know how much truth. There's truth there.
Yeah, but
I don't know. I just want to remind everyone that Carol Baskin definitely killed her husband, okay. Like 1,000%.
All right, so we'll look forward to the Emmys, I guess, coming up September 20th. Jimmy Kimmel is your host, and we'll watch it and say, what show is that, Laura? What show is that? That's all we'll say.
No, you'll watch it and say, what show is that? I'll watch it and say, sweet, they won.
94KX, you're home for the welcome back gift card blitz. Two words, Brewer's Outlet.
Bam. Oh, Brewer's Outlet, Brewer's Outlet, Brewer's Outlet.
Is there a way you could win a $50 gift card from Brewer's this afternoon and take home $50 worth of slushies? Hells yes.
Yes, there is. Do you know what I have to say? So Keith and I did stop at Brewer's Outlet, mm-hmm. and that coffee slushy that they have there.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It must have been good you randomly texted me about it. I was like, oh,
I did.
Okay. I was like, Laura's got a new thing. Okay.
Well, I had one of the margarita-y kind of ones, mm-hmm. and it's nice because they give you a nice little takeout carrier. They have the stickers on the lid so you can carry them home. They don't spill. It's actually a great system. Why it took a global pandemic to be able to do a takeout beverage like this, I'm not angry about it, though. It's great.
I am totally on board with you.
Totally on board for it. Anyway,
full details
on that.
The husband
got the coffee one. Oh my God, it's so good.
There you go. Tell them Laura sent you over to Brewers. Full details on the gift card giveaway coming up in just a bit. We do have to remind people, though, Laura, it's a Wednesday at the wash with Ultimate Express Car Wash. So yeah,
what a
great
perfect day to wash the car.
Mm-hmm. Sunny and temperatures right around 91 today. But get the car washed. Keyword wash if you're on the text club, and you'll be entered to win, right?
That's right. $20 could be yours to our friends at Ultimate Express Car Wash on the Strip in Danville, right down from the Sheetses. I'm up there in Williamsport.
Go to washmydirtycar.com. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Chad Evans on the way next. Whatever you do, don't mention Phillies baseball to Chad.
Canceled.
Cue the announcer guy again because we paid big money for him.
Canceled.
There you go. what do you do when your team is supposed to be playing and they're not, Laura? I mean, I feel bad for Chad.
Listen, don't get crazy now, Tom. Just the one game is canceled.
Well, no, we're up to two, right? Maybe the whole series is gone. Yeah, I mean, it's... I don't know.
No, let's try and be positive.
I get kind of upset because, you know, the Phillies are one of my go-to teams. You know, the Yankees not playing, I'm like, but, you know, when the Phillies don't play, I'm like, wow. And Boston's just continually losing, so what am I going to do? What's Chad going to do? I don't know.
I don't know, because you both are baseball guys. I'm not sure.
Well, one thing for sure, the thought for the day is not...
Canceled!
I just love that guy's voice. Anyway, we'd like to wrap up the show with a thought for the day. What do you have today?
I want Central Pennsylvania to go out there, you do you, boo.
Okay.
And be confident.
All right.
And the thought for today is the following. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
With that confidence, whatever you're doing today, do it with all of the confidence of a four-year-old in a Batman t-shirt.
That is wonderful. We should.
You know those little boys and girls, right, running around, and sometimes they have the little attached capes on the back to those cute little kid t-shirts?
Yes.
Be that confident today.
Great idea. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.